7.
Waves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we will share with you. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Again, freetalklive.com does it for free. And that's the way a good talk show website should be. So head over there and enjoy. And you can actually create the content as well. Vote on the stuff that you like. And vote down the stuff that you don't. And help aggregate what's the best to the front page so more people get to see it. You can go over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. So we've actually been spending a little bit of time talking about some of the issues in the big city, New York City, where you've got, on the one hand, some really brilliant artwork that has been posted by an anonymous artist with a drone attacking what looks like a running family. So the family is silhouetted. They're running away from the drone. The drone also silhouetted. And the drone is shooting a missile at them. The New York Police Department very upset about these ads going up around town because, well, they're using the New York Police Department's logo in them. And government agencies, they've made crimes out of the idea of using some government agency's logo. If somebody else borrows a logo from somewhere, then it's okay. If you put a Walmart logo on some kind of a parody advertisement, for instance, that's fine. That's, fair use. It's parody or whatever. But no, if you take a government agency's logo and you make something funny out of it or something poignant or important, well, then that's a criminal act. But on the other hand, we've been talking about these subway ads that are, very offensive that are... And Allie, do you have the text of that handy again,
yep,
the ads that you've been sharing with us?
Yep, they say, in any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad, paid for by the American Freedom Defense Initiative.
I don't know who that is, but it's ridiculous. And, the idea that the folks that are being oppressed in various different places around the world are somehow lesser because they're not so-called civilized, as though the people who are supposedly civilized are somehow better or that you should always side with them.
It reminds me of, the white man's burden type stuff where it's like you have to go and Americanize them because we're civilized, they're not, and we need to teach them how to be civilized.
It's upsetting. Look, why don't you just leave people alone and let them live whatever kind of life they want to? It's like if Mark were here, there was one night where he was defending the idea of the Christian, what do they call them?
The missionaries
going in and going to these different countries and trying to push their Western ways on native groups.
He was defending that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the idea was, we're bringing things to these people, that they're bringing the Western world to them. They're bringing, running water and air conditioning and, all these good things that we have here. They should have it, too.
Well, the reason that a lot of those, that's the thing with ideas and inventions, is that there's nothing keeping these third world countries from having what we have except for mostly oppressive governments. That is usually, or confusions within the legal system, the parameters for trying to start a business and mm-hmm. market your goods and services to people. It's difficult to do, and that's what keeps them poor. And a lot of people will see ways in which these places try to better themselves, and they say, it's not good enough. Sure, you've gone from working in the fields and this manual labor system of an economy, agrarian style, and you're trying to move on to more industrialized things, but then you have kids working in sweatshops, and that's not civilized. And
you should be more like us.
Yeah, people need to lay off and realize that, you can't just sit there and be like, why aren't you as wealthy as we are, and just act like...
I'm going to force you to be like us.
Yeah, sure, there's certain things I can appreciate about civilized culture where people aren't having, to fend for their lives and work all day long and they don't ever have time for leisure. And sometimes, people don't have time to think about complex issues or things like that, or realize they're being oppressed.
Yeah, but on the other hand, not everybody is as brilliant as you, Allie, and they're not spending their time thinking about complex issues or leisuring in the same way as you might. So, for instance, look at all the people that are right now sitting in front of their television sets. They're not listening to the radio. They've got the boob tube on, as some might call it, mm-hmm. and they're zoning out on their favorite shows for hours at a time every single day. Are they thinking about important issues? Are they spending time on those matters?
It would probably depend on what they're watching, but I guess I don't think taking away what you call the boob tube is going to make them all of a sudden complex thinkers.
No, I don't think so either. And I would never want to take something away from someone that they enjoy. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, whatever, man. Whatever you're into, by all means, do it. I was just suggesting that, and I wasn't really rebutting what you were saying. You were kind of saying what other people might say that want to foist this lifestyle on a group of, say, natives, for instance, that aren't mm-hmm. interested in it. You know, they might enjoy living the rustic life, the life of having to have the responsibility of gathering their own food and,
well,
you know, doing all that.
Typically, that's
stuff.
Not what they want. What they want is, you know, more of a westernized, like the Industrial Revolution. That's something that, you know, as part of American history, that a lot of people have misconceptions about. They think that was, you know, an example. It is an example of capitalism. It's an example of industrialization. It's overall a good thing.
I'm not talking about people in the third world. I'm talking about people who are just not interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking about native tribesmen kind of folk. Like, people who've been shown the Western world and don't want it.
How common is that?
They exist. I mean, there are native tribes out there today that you know, that live in a kind of a state of nature. They're not westernized in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Those tribes still exist.
What do they call it, like Luddites or people?
No, a Luddite is somebody that lives within the existing society and is objecting generally to the advancement of technology within that
mm-hmm.
society.
Are people that are living in tribes and sort of, you know, rejecting Western culture, are those people not another form of Luddites if they have the ability to become more industrialized or, I guess, advanced as far as their tools and what they use? Like, I mean, how great would a washing machine? I mean, who's going to reject that unless you have some weird reason to be like, well, no, I like going to the local river or whatever and cleaning my clothes there. I mean, I think that most people are going to choose the easier thing.
Most people who you know would choose the easier thing, but there are people who have different value sets. I guess that's what I'm trying to explain here. This is what Mark couldn't understand. He couldn't understand why there would be people who didn't want, you know, a hospital or who didn't want power or running water and the, you know, the things that are so convenient to us and we take for granted as a result of that. So, of course, we look at these things and, you know, due to our lifestyle, what we're used to, we can't imagine not having it. But these people, you know, they don't. And they've had the chance to have it, and they've rejected that. That doesn't mean they're Luddites necessarily. And the definition of Luddite from the World English Dictionary here is any of the textile workers opposed to mechanization who rioted and organized machine breaking between 1811 and 1816. That's where the word came from. And then definition two is a wider definition, any opponent of industrial change or innovation. So generally a Luddite already exists in some form of civilized society,
mm-hmm.
and they just don't like to see further industrialization or further development. So I don't think calling a native in the wilderness a Luddite is particularly accurate.
Okay, but it's still in the same idea, at least my attitude about it is, you know, how common is this?
Like, not very. I mean, obviously, there aren't very many native tribes remaining, but
right.
they still do exist. We can come back to it in a moment. Barry's on the line listening in Idaho to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good evening to you both there.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
A few minutes ago, I heard the lady there. I'm sorry, I don't recall her name.
Allie.
Yes. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
I heard you make a remark that you're for open borders.
I am.
Let's talk about it. Hang on, Barry. We'll bring you back here in a moment. We'll let you share your thoughts with Allie. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, we've all had our feelings hurt by someone who was simply trying to be funny, and we more than likely have all hurt someone else's feelings while trying to be funny. I think the best policy is to be especially careful when teasing people about any mistake that they have made or any negative trait they have or anything about them personally that is unusual. Never tease overweight people about their weight, bald men about their baldness, or extremely tall or short people about their height. I can assure you that they are sensitive about these areas, and even if they laugh with you, it may hurt them deep inside. There are also times when we say, I'm only joking, and it's just an excuse to tell people things that we feel about them. We should always be straightforward in our speech and never say things with hidden meanings. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
You can, by the way, get more of Allie through her radio program. She does Ladies in Keene, and it's also a blog. So you can go to Ladies in Keene, K-E-E-N-E, ladiesinkeene.com for more of Allie and the other ladies.
That's right.
From Ladies in Keene. And your radio show is produced once per week and is available in podcast form on your website. Mm-hmm. And also folks can find it over at lrn.fm on late Saturday nights. So our number here is 855-453. Barry had called in, is on the line, listening in Idaho to XM's America's Talk. And Barry, you had a question or an issue or something you wanted to bring up with Allie about what she said about immigration. So go ahead.
Well, Allie said earlier that she's for open borders. And what I would like to ask her, I guess, is for my opinion of open borders, the problem that I have with that is protecting our borders is simply an extension of, in my opinion, of personal property rights.
I would agree with private property borders, yes. Like if you own a piece of land or whatever it is, if you own it, then, yeah, you can protect it. But the government isn't, I don't think they can legitimately own property.
Well, Allie, that isn't saying that if anybody can come over the border tonight, isn't that the same thing as saying I'm coming over to Allie's house tonight and I'm going to stay uninvited as long as I want to?
No, because I don't own all of the United States of America, and no one does. It's owned by lots of different people. Say that my property is part of the border. What if the border of Mexico is right along the fence and I want to let Mexicans into my home, but I live in the United States. I'm not allowed to unless they have documentation, and that goes against my private property rights. I should be allowed to invite anyone over I want to.
You should be able to invite anybody over you want to. I agree, but you should also be able to depend that you can't have people illegally coming into your home and to your property uninvited at any point in time, and that's what we're having along the border states.
What I'm hearing between the two of you is maybe a miscommunication here. So you said on one hand, Barry, that you think Allie should be able to have anybody that she wants over her house. That whether it's illegal or not is not an issue because it's her property and she should be able to decide who comes over, right?
Yeah, I personally think that would be the way that it should be in an ideal world.
Great. So in an ideal world, then all property would be privately owned, would it not? I mean, would you agree that we shouldn't have the idea of public property? That is government-owned property, or that concept?
No, that's a hard call because, Ian, I enjoy a lot of the public lands out here.
Enjoying the lands isn't necessarily an argument that, for the public funding of property. I mean, the land could still exist, and if it's made to be used by others, then it's likely there's a profit motive to have it that way, to keep it that way.
Yeah, I would think that there would be private parks that would be open to the public, parks operated by private organizations that are interested in having beautiful land.
But the idea of having a government in charge of deciding who can come onto a piece of land despite the wishes of the property owners, or, like in my example, the government wouldn't want me inviting illegals through my house. And, they can't go out into use the public roads, like, just because they weren't born in the United States. It doesn't help the economy to keep people out, and, it doesn't help anyone, really, to keep people out who want to come in, unless, it's trespassing, which it sounds like the argument you're making is that people coming to the United States who aren't citizens is somehow trespassing, but that's confusing public, that's confusing the idea of private property. Do you see the conflict?
Well, let me say that, I've known and had great friendships with a lot of illegal immigrants and over the years. And, I fault no one for coming here. It's like, I would do the same thing if I was in their circumstance. But, we can't go to Mexico since, most of it is usually Mexico we're talking about. We can't go to Mexico without coming in conflict with the Mexican government. And, we have so many people that think that we should be able to just open our borders here to Mexican immigrants. And
well,
you know,
why not? Like, what's the problem with that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you my opinion. It's similar to me.
You don't want to be like Mexico, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, because that's what it sounds like you're saying. Well, Mexico's got all these restrictions, so why shouldn't we have restrictions too?
Well, Ian, I think, you know, do you believe in states' rights?
I don't think anybody but an individual has rights.
So you don't believe in states' rights? You don't believe that there in New Hampshire, that you, since you're set, you know, you seem to boast New Hampshire time to time or all of the time, that you don't think that New Hampshire should have states' rights?
I understand what you're saying. Let's define what you mean by states' rights. The idea of states' rights is that a state government organization would have the ability to have legislation that perhaps might be in counteraction to, for instance, the federal government's desires and things like that, to kind of set their own standards and that sort of thing. But I think to apply the term rights to that is inappropriate. It's not rights. Rights are an agreement that human beings have with one another, and only individuals have rights. Groups of people do not have rights. As a group, the two of us, Allie and I, do not have more rights than you because we're in a group. And if we were to have a state, we would not have more rights because of that. Only individuals have rights. So if we could agree on that, then you could talk about how states have, you know, the ideas of states should be able to be autonomous from the federal government. And I'd agree with you with that.
Well, as a resident of certain states, you get certain privileges that you don't have if you're not a resident of that state, correct?
I would say that there are some states who are more restrictive on freedom than others, so I would go that far and say that.
Well, I mean, for instance, as a resident of, I don't know really, I'm not really as familiar as I'd like to be with your gun rights laws, for instance, in New Hampshire, but in Idaho, I'm quite familiar with them, as well as I am in several other states. And in Illinois, of course, as we all know, you basically have no rights, you know, to basically have no rights as a gun owner.
Fairly accurate.
Well, you know, there we have the advantage of different laws, different borders in states, different residency of different states.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing as just opening a border. You make that all null and void at that point.
You're not you're not encroaching on the rights of your constituents by opening your borders up to outsiders. I mean, how is
what are you afraid of? I mean, that's usually what the restrictions on immigration are
outsiders?
Based on, is a fear of what someone might do if they were able to be in a certain place. And you've yet to persuade me, so hang on, we'll bring it back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have news updates. You can follow us via email where we will send you emails whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. And in addition to that, you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, where you'll get more than the news about the show. You'll get questions, you'll get show prep, you'll get observations, whatever it is we feel like posting there. And we've been getting better at doing the Twittering and Facebooking. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for any of those there.
It's tweeting.
But it's not tweeting when you do it on Facebook.
No, it's Facebooking.
Yeah. So we do both. We do both.
Okay.
So
I just heard you say Twittering, and I'm like, I don't think
that's
right.
Yeah, tweeting. Thank you for that.
That's okay.
So go to news.freetalklive.com. You may follow us there in whatever way is of interest to you. And, of course, don't forget about Twitter Tuesdays, where on Tuesdays, if you do an at Free Talk Live, if you tweet at Free Talk Live, something at Free Talk Live, then we'll follow you back.
Okay. So you hoot, and then we tweet back.
We hoot, yeah. You could tweet, or you could Facebook back. Anyway, go to news.freetalklive.com. Barry is back with us here, and Barry is listening to XM's America's Talk. Barry, you had brought up the issue of immigration, and Allie had said she's for open borders. I am as well. I think that liberty is something that everybody who's a human being should have in their life, and we don't. So anything that we can do to help people get more liberty in their life is a good thing. And having the ability for folks to come here and make a better life for themselves without having to beg some government bureaucrat's permission. That seems to me to be an aspect of freedom that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear people saying that they don't like immigration or that they have to be legal, suggesting that, oh, it's fine if you come here, but you just have to jump through all the arbitrary hoops that the government bureaucrats put up in front of you, what I hear is there's fear. And you haven't explained to me why it's such a bad idea for people to come here. So can you do that?
Well, first of all, I'm kind of disappointed in you, Ian, that you brought up the thing that, what do I fear? Like, because I don't, are you implying that because I don't agree with something that you agree with, that I fear something
No, I'm suggesting that there's fear in the basis of anybody who's against the idea of immigration.
In the same way that there's homophobia is fear because you don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle. I mean, isn't that kind of foolish?
I'd say there's fear involved in that too, but maybe we just disagree on some things.
Don't think it's quite the same. I think it depends on the homophobe. I think that there are some people who are afraid that they'll be infected by the gay or something like that. So I think there is some fear behind some of it. Some of it's just anger and misunderstanding.
Well, not to get off on something different, but isn't the term homophobia simply because you don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle?
What is the homosexual lifestyle?
To be fearful of something and to disagree with something are two completely different things.
Why do you disagree with people being free to come to a sensibly free place?
I disagree with it because the reason why they come here is because of what they can, the advantages that they can get from coming here.
Yeah,
and
that's why
anyone
does anything, you do something because it's in your self-interest. You see an advantage
right.
in doing this, so
there's nothing
so you
wrong
do
with
it.
That.
And okay, I related it earlier to say I was living in California or Illinois. Let's say Illinois. If I was in Illinois, I just have a very strong lifelong love of firearms. If I was in Illinois and I saw, I would very much want to, if I had any means possible, I would want to move out of that state so I could enjoy.
Right, and isn't it nice that you can? Like, you can move to another state like New Hampshire or Vermont or Alaska, for instance, where the gun restrictions are less invasive
right.
and offensive.
Imagine if all the state borders were like the national borders. That would be hell on earth for the people in Illinois.
Right. What's the difference between you moving from Illinois and to Vermont, between someone moving from Mexico to Arizona? What's the difference there?
Because I see it could go two ways. You could have every place go the way of Illinois, or you could have, it's possible it could go the other way. You could also have everything, instead of an improvement from moving to Mexico, to moving to the United States.
So your fear is that the people who move into the United States would make things worse.
I'm going to let you continue on with using your word fear.
That's what you're saying. I mean, you can pretend like it's not based in fear, right? You were just talking about how things are going to get worse if people move in here, right? Isn't that what you were saying?
I'm saying that...
Is that your concern?
Are you concerned that will make things worse?
That's nice there. I like your...
She's
your
smooth. She's very good. No, really, I mean, is that what you're concerned about?
Of course I'm concerned about that.
Okay, you're concerned about that is what? How are they going to make things worse? Are they going to move in and vote you into some sort of a socialist hellhole or something like that?
Okay, if I'm moving to a place because I'm going to see myself getting
freebies. I'm going to see myself,
you're under the mindset that they're going to be getting a bunch of welfare. Okay, so I know that you said you've known some immigrants. Were they all welfare queens?
No. The ones that I knew, my heart broke for them.
Here's my experience, Barry, and I thank you, by the way, for the call and the thoughts tonight. But my experience is that people that want to move here typically appreciate the idea that they are more free here, and they are some of the hardest working people.
Oh yeah,
they're some of the most really valuable folks in the workplace, and they're good people. I mean, sure, there's going to be mooches that'll come here too, but there's plenty of mooches that live here in this country that were born here.
Well, that's the funny thing is that a lot of people talk about immigrants, and for some reason it all centers around Mexicans. I don't know why they don't talk about immigrants from other places.
Right.
Maybe
I knew a guy
Mexicans...
from Ireland, but
yeah.
You can't tell by looking at him that, you know, he might have been
well,
an
he looks
immigrant.
White to me. Seems okay. But,
yeah.
I think that it's funny because a lot of these immigrants, I don't know, maybe it seems like they're harder workers to me. It seems like they really know what it means to come to a place that's freer and, like, build their wealth.
A lot of the people who are opposed to the idea of immigration are really opposed to the idea of welfare. It's just that they don't believe welfare can ever be ended, that this government welfare, this forced wealth redistribution can ever end, and so they believe that they can somehow they can stop the hemorrhaging by locking up the borders and stopping all those losers from coming here and mooching off the welfare system. But anybody that's ever paid attention to government knows that the government fails at everything that it tries to do. So when pretty much everything. And so when they attempt to lock down the borders, all you end up with a much more frustrating border experience. And of course, they're not actually doing anything to really stop people that want to come from other countries to get here. They'll go through coyotes. They'll do what it takes to get here, as long as they perceive that things are better here than they are where they're from.
Right.
Now, as soon as the U.S. becomes a total police state and a complete hellhole in which to live, you won't have to worry about immigration anymore. As long as, if America gets to the point at which it's worse than Guatemala,
right,
and it's worse than, Venezuela and these other places, then those folks are just going to stay where they are, and
right,
they're not going to come here anymore. But will you really want to be here at that point?
I hope not.
but then again, at that point, the borders will be pretty locked down, so it'll be hard to leave. Because that's the other side of this.
That's the other side.
You lock down the borders, makes it more difficult for you to get out if for some reason you decide you don't like it here anymore.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, one of the things you can do over at freetalklive.com is throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and if you have Bitcoins, then you can, if you feel like it, send them over this way. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get details on how to do that. We've had recently, let's see, the most recent transaction was 0.001 Bitcoin, because you can do that stuff with Bitcoins. They're very divisible. They go down to like 10 decimal points, and that's only because the software restricts it to that. They could totally have more decimal points later on down the line, which they might need, because Bitcoins seem like they keep going up in value. Maybe you should do a little bit of research, learn about the Bitcoin, learn about how it is a decentralized digital currency that is basically untouchable by the people that would call themselves the state. They were not involved in creating it, and they don't know what to do about it. It was created
by... How can you have money without the government, Ian?
You can, and it's real. It buys real things. Bitcoin, you get candy with it over at statelesssweets.com, for instance. And there are other great websites that are...
But what gives
Bitcoin.
It value?
The fact that it's useful. The Bitcoin is... It's mathematically impossible for anyone to block you from sending or receiving Bitcoin payments. It's also impossible for your account to be frozen by some outside governmental agency that's going to come in and, you know, crack down. Like, if they went to your bank, they could freeze your account in a heartbeat. But Bitcoin, they can't touch you. It's also impossible for the Bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated in, you know, kind of this arbitrary fiat manner. There are very strict rules around the Bitcoin, and the system is built that way. But yet it's an open system. It's an open source system, so it can be completely vetted. It's not like you're getting into something that has not been checked out by others.
And it's not like they're just, you know, some hackers in a room that control how much the Bitcoin's worth.
No. It's a true market-based, it's a true free market currency that came from the market. It was not a top-down, where the government, we're in charge, we're going to give you this currency. It was not one of those things. It was not some corporation that decided, we are going to create a currency today, and maybe people will use it. No, this is something that basically was made by computer geeks. Mm-hmm. And at first, it didn't really, what is this? It's not a big deal. It's just some sort of online currency thing, and nobody really took it seriously. But now, people are taking Bitcoin seriously because there are real products that you can buy with it, digital products as well, but real-life products also. But you have to have the Bitcoins first. And in order to get them, you can go to BitInstant.com to make that happen. BitInstant.com will help you turn your cash into Bitcoins. So head over there and check them out. And if you want to learn more about Bitcoins, you can always go to WeUseCoins.org. All right, so we're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Helen is listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi. I'm calling about a free speech issue, and I thought I was changing the subject a little, but your last caller kept talking about fear and being fearful, so maybe I can get right in here.
Well, he claimed he wasn't being fearful.
I know. He was defending himself. I thought you were using him.
I think that there is fear behind anti-immigration fervor, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Do you agree with that? That's what's the basis of anti-immigration viewpoint, sphere?
I think that's the basis of why everybody hates Obama right now. There's a lot of white men who are control freaks, and that's why he's like soaring in the polls against in every group except white men.
Hmm. Interesting.
I
have noticed that, I was talking to a dear friend today, and they happened to be voting for Romney. And I was trying to explain that Romney and Obama are working the same game, and they're supported by the same corporations, and they're effectively the same candidate. And it seemed like he would agree with that, but he kept saying that, but Obama, it's like Obama's the Antichrist, basically. And people are taking Obama into making it, personal. It's not about the system. It's about Obama as a person. He is evil.
They just hate him. Well, actually, what I was calling about, this has been in the news a couple of days in New York. I don't know which borough. I think it's Manhattan, but I forget. They're opening up this haunted house, for Halloween. It's supposed to be this big-scale, fancy dance thing. And it's about serial killers, so they have, the Jeffrey Dahmer exhibit, the John Wayne Gacy exhibit,
Interesting.
I can't remember the name of that handsome young Republican guy who killed all these college girls in Florida. I don't know. Yeah. Anyhow, the name all of them. And, excuse me, so they have, the freedom of expression to open up such a place, but all these victim rights groups are appalled at it. They're saying you're glamorizing these creeps, these sociopaths, and you're not even mentioning the victim. Well, the victims can't say anything because they're dead, but the victims' families are appalled at this and they want to shut it down. I just want to know what you guys thought about that.
People are fascinated by torture and serial killers. I mean, the reason why Jeffrey Dahmer is...
That's the college guy that she was thinking of, Jeffrey Dahmer.
No. Jeffrey Dahmer was the blue-collar guy who made chocolates in a candy factory. That's what he did.
I don't really even know all about these serial killers, what they did, but I know the names because they have specials about them on television. Are the victims complaining about those?
They think that they're being glamorized and they're going down in history and people are going to go and see about them and their lives. And they're saying, what about our family? What about the victims?
So this is a museum that's being created?
Yeah.
It's like a Halloween
house. A haunted house,
It's a haunted house. Okay. I see.
A lot of press the past couple of days. People are very upset about the concept,
If I had a haunted house, I'd have a bunch of politicians in there because, in my opinion, they're...
That's offensive.
You want to talk about people who are glamorized. I mean, if you're in a haunted house, there's supposed to be scary people in there. So whether it's Jeffrey Dahmer or it's, Jason Voorhees with a chainsaw, you're still talking about, whether it's fictional or if it's real life, you're still talking about scary people doing horribly antisocial, destructive and dangerous and sick things. Mm-hmm. And that's what, haunted houses are all about.
Yeah, but it's real life. Usually haunted houses were like make-believe ghosts and witches, and these things that don't exist. They were fantasy things. These are about real-life incidents that occurred in the recent past, And
I think it's
the people, the families of the victims,
it's different. It's unusual. I don't see it as saying this is good. I mean, I don't think they're saying, you know, hey, go out and murder somebody, or that Jeffrey mm-hmm. Dahmer was cool. I mean, it's not. I've not seen this. Have you?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, so we're both speculating, right? Neither of us really know in what way these stories are being presented. Yeah. Is it being glamorized, or is it showing these guys as the sick people that they were? And you know, look, hey kids, this is scary stuff.
So when I was in Europe, our tour guide took us to this place in England or whatever, where there's like a castle where the king used to go and hide when all the townspeople were mad, and he would run away and hide in the castle. And then there was like a torture tower.
Oh boy.
And you know, there's lots of things you could go and see. You could go see the queen's rubies. You could go see all these different.
Was held, and
but everyone wants to see the torture room.
Everyone wants to see the torture room, and he commented on that and said, "There's some, you know, what is wrong with people?
It's a fascination.
But they're so into this."
Thank you, Helen, for bringing that up. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. But really, the board op is making a great point, and I agree with it completely. That is that you know, these presidents have killed far more people than every serial killer that the world has ever seen combined.
The presidents or the military?
By proxy. The military is simply the extension of the president's will, right? So, like,
I thought we were saying earlier that following orders is not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. But that doesn't mean that you're, just because someone is following your order, doesn't mean you're not responsible for telling that person to do something. Like, mm-hmm. if I order someone to go and kill somebody else, that doesn't mean I'm not responsible for it because they chose to do it.
Well, the reason...
Both people are responsible.
That argument, while it might reach some people and they'll say, point well taken, the presidents are just puppets in my mind for a larger system of coercive violence. So, I mean, the military only follows the president because their belief in its legitimacy, and it's all about an idea.
They're all doing it because they believe, right. It's all based on an idea, and it's mm-hmm. a terrible idea, and it's the idea that it's somehow okay to rule by force other human beings who haven't harmed anyone else. But I'm just, you know, I think it's important to look at the real killers, the real psychopaths, the ones that are truly worshipped. If you've got psycho killers like Jeffrey Dahmer being sort of portrayed in a haunted house, that's mm-hmm. one thing. But it's a whole other thing to have a culture that in a lot of ways really does worship and really does look up to and glamorize politicians. And these politicians are responsible for all manner of terrible, destructive things that
people
destroy
don't look
human
up
life.
To politicians. People look up to soldiers, warriors.
Lots of people look up to politicians. Look at the people that you know bow down before them. They want to be kissed by them. They want their babies to be kissed. They go to their events and they swoon. A lot of people
swoon
over
these. You can
say
people. Things about politicians, but if you start talking about the troops, oh man, you've really set yourself up for an argument.
By the way, this program brought to you by SACL CAI. Check out their banner at the top of our website, freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.